Good afternoon, I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports, and weather. There might be a little breathing space for residents and their property projects this year, as the latest figures on interest rates released by the Central Bank of Luxembourg show a general trend towards more affordability. This January, it found that the variable rate for a mortgage had fallen sharply, whereas fixed rates are on the rise again after falling at the end of 2024. Strike action has grounded thousands of flights in Germany, including all connections to and from Berlin, as the service sector union called on workers to walk out for better pay. Airports in Bremen, Cologne, Dortmund, Düsseldorf, Hamburg, Hanover, Leipzig, Munich, and Stuttgart were also affected. On the eve of legislative elections, Greenland's prime minister has said that US President Donald Trump, who wants to take over Greenland, is very erratic. Determining a timeline for the island's independence from Denmark has dominated the territory's election campaign. Torrential rain from the remnants of Cyclone Alfred flooded much of Australia's east coast today, as workers battled to restore power to more than 190,000 homes and businesses. The weather system claimed one life when a driver was swept off a bridge on Friday. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese told a news conference, quote, "This event is far from over." Canada's incoming Prime Minister Mark Carney struck a defiant note as the former central banker vowed to win U.S. President Donald Trump's trade war, saying his country will never be part of the United States. Carney lost no time standing up for the Canadian way of life after the Liberal Party overwhelmingly elected him on Sunday to succeed Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Finally, U.S. immigration officers have arrested a leader of the protests at Columbia University against Israel's war in Gaza after U.S. President Donald Trump vowed to deport foreign pro-Palestinian student demonstrators. Mahmoud Khalil, who remains in immigration enforcement detention, held permanent residency at the time of his arrest. For more on these stories and for the latest news, check out today.lu. Turning now to sport. In cricket, England batsman Harry Brook has pulled out of the Indian Premier League, saying he needed to recharge and focus on international cricket. The 26-year-old, who was regarded as a frontrunner to replace Jos Buttler as England white ball captain, was signed to Delhi Capitals for the new IPL season beginning later this month. Bayer Leverkusen has confirmed midfielder Florian Wirtz will miss several weeks with an ankle injury, including Tuesday's Champions League last 16 second leg match with Bayern Munich. Wirtz, 21, was injured in Leverkusen's 2-0 home loss to Werder Bremen on Saturday, just 5 minutes after coming onto the bench. Can't get enough sport? Then head over to today.lu. There will be an increase in cloud cover this afternoon, as well as the arrival of some light rain. Temperatures will be quite mild, with an expected high of 14 degrees. It's now 11 degrees.